Lawmakers are trying to make it easier for adoptees to get their original birth certificate. Right now, adult adoptees need consent from their biological and adoptive parents to do so, but a bill moving through the legislature is looking to change that. I'm Robbie Gaffney. When a baby is born, they get a birth certificate. If they're adopted, that certificate is sealed away and they're given a new one. According to the Bureau of Vital Statistics in Florida, adult adoptees can't get their original birth certificate without consent from both their adoptive parents and their birth parent.
It shouldn't be appropriate for a parent to have to say yes or no for somebody's own story. So I'm in strong support of this.
That's Kim Portillas. She's speaking in support of a bill that would loosen those restrictions. Instead of requiring birth and adoptive parental consent, adoptees would only need consent from their birth parents to get their original birth certificate. Backing the proposal is Weston Democratic Representative Richard Stark. He says it's a complicated process that doesn't get enough attention.
So many of us do not feel that we have, rights.
Stark is an adoptee himself.
I'm sure that you'd like to know something about your biological past. You may know your parents, and maybe you do a family tree, and you do all sorts of other things, and not so easy for us to do.
But Madonna Finney, an attorney who works in adoption law, worries Stark's bill could allow minors to access their adoption records without consent from their adoptive parents. Finney says sometimes children were removed for good reason, and they need guidance when it comes to sensitive situations.
I would just want to make sure that it's very clear that minor children shouldn't just kind of willy-nilly be given this information without any guidance.
Still, she's okay with the overall bill, though she doesn't think it will change much.
I believe if I have the permission of a birth mother to release information to an adult adoptee, I can release that information.
Stark doesn't believe his bill would allow minor adoptees to access their records without parental consent or a court order. He told WFSU he plans on introducing an amendment to clarify that. Stark's bill passed its second committee hearing. The Senate version has not yet been heard. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.